Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hey, is this Aaron?
Yes.
Hey there, Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm well, how are you?
I am good as well. All right, so I suppose that your website has been completed. So tell me about the process, how the process has been with you.
It's been okay. Well, it's been a lot longer than we thought it would be, but I'm glad we're done.
So is it coming up to, as you expected it would be?
It looks like it'll be functional.
All right, okay. So it's coming up as you thought it would be, right?
Yeah, the only issue is really the form delivery. I would prefer to have set up a file share for getting the CSV and the resumes, but right now you guys are emailing them. That'll be okay, I guess, but that's my only complaint, really.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I suppose that your website is about to go live, and you said that you do have hosting? That was...
No, you guys are providing the hosting for the first year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what we do provide is a shared hosting server, all right? That is, that we go ahead and provide to our clients so their website is up and running smoothly, all right? And it's not facing any kind of issues, all right? But as per my suggestion, because I do take care of all of the websites to go live and everything like that, all right, I would suggest you to go with the dedicated hosting server and not the shared one. That's what I would suggest you as a back-end developer. Do you know a shared-based hosting server or a dedicated one?
Yeah, this is not something that's going to take a lot of CPU power.
Well, of course, because a shared hosting server, we do have like hundreds of websites live over there. And if any of the website is facing any kind of issue, then the whole hosting needs to get taken down and stuff like that. We need to go ahead and run a malware software over there to go ahead and show that's not affecting any of the websites. So a dedicated one is a good one that I would suggest you to go with.
And what do you charge for that?
Well, we usually charge for around like $4.99 for 2 years or 3 years of term. All right, that is our standard procedure. All right, so that is
how much?
$4.99 for 3 years.
$499 for 3 years.
Yes, sir. Instead of 1 year or 2 year, because we do have affiliation with GoDaddy, HostGator, and Bluehost. All right, they usually provide on a very high price as of a retail, as you can say, the customer price.
Before you continue, did you know that I already paid $400 for content writing that was completely garbage and that we didn't use any of it?
You didn't like any of the content, you said?
It was completely garbage. The content writer, I never asked it for a refund, but I don't like being upcharged at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I truly do understand that you're not satisfied with the content. Right. Okay. Well, what we can do for you, all right, that was my suggestion, all right, because I am a developer, so I know how hosting servers and things work, all right, because I did have a master's degree into that. So just, I was just letting you know, like, hey, this would be better thing for you to go with, all right, so you're not facing any kind of issue.
$500 is quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Amazon, you know, if it'd almost be cheaper for me to just, I have my own servers, like.
Mm-hmm. You do? All right, and the website
is
all about the HR services, right?
Yes.
All right, well, that's a pretty good business, to be really honest.
Thank you.
We do have one of the HR interns who can use that. So what kind of services do you provide in the HR, like? How to groom and stuff?
Well, we're trying to provide quite a few services, but the focus is, there's two main focuses. One is staffing and recruiting. I'll be building a talent pool full of professionals and trying to match them with people that are looking to have jobs filled, doing like 6-month attempt to hire contracts. But the other thing that I, you know, professionally, I used to do cloud hosting for payroll systems at GE. So.
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, like, that's a very specific thing that I do with specific software.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little new to hosting my own website. It's a different process. But I am on Amazon Web Services. Do you think, is there something that you can send me and I could see if I can host it myself?
Mm-hmm. Well, Amazon Web Service, because Amazon itself is a platform, all right, and WordPress itself is a platform, all right, so the WordPress hosting is something else. And that needs, Amazon, I suppose, needs to be having a customly designed, all right, a customly modified, or the backend should be that big, all right, that needs AWS, Amazon Web Service hosting, anything like that. But for a website that is a WordPress and WordPress itself upgraded to 6.0, all right, so everything is developing and evolving. So I do not want you to face any kind of issue. And this is your first business that you're doing by yourself, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I absolutely do understand that you do not want any kind of issues in the future that will come up like, hey, this has been updated, so we need to go ahead and update this and that and something like that. Just to go ahead and prevent from that, all right, I always suggest my client, like, hey, go for the dedicated one so we can just go ahead and update the, we can put in the auto update plugin, all right? So it's good for you, and your website stays with us with our full responsibility, like to check on their downtime or anything like that, in which we provide you with a 1 year of website maintenance and hosting maintenance as well to ensure that it is not causing any kind of downtime, website is not lacking, website is not facing any kind of issues, and you keep on doing business. All right, you can either get it from like $5 or $3 or $1 or $2 hosting as well. But do you think that is worth it as of an HR manager? You won't think that is advantage of you. They will not put you in any kind of advantage because you're just giving them $5.
We have trust issues right now. This is what I tried to explain to you is that you've already taken $400 from me for content writing, and it was Jason who sold it, and he said, just give me 1% of your trust, and I promise you it'll be worth it. And it completely was not. So trust was destroyed. You want to take that $400 that I didn't get anything for and apply it to the web hosting and give me a dedicated server based on that $400 that you guys have? That's fine.
Well, I have to get on that and check up on that as well. Well, because if I was able to go ahead and do that, if I was the manager, all right, of course, but I will go ahead and surely go ahead and do that. Because I'm not the manager, I'm just in the back end to go ahead and make sure that the websites of my clients are, you know, smooth, working perfectly fine, and stuff like that. All right, and I was handed over the call for the security as well to ensure that the website security is there, not the SSL or anything like that, but the website security for the Norton one. That Google always goes ahead and that Google's requirement.
What security are you talking about?
What was that?
I said, what kind of security are you talking about?
Well, the OV security. All right, organizational validation. OV, organizational validation. That's the website security for identifying and providing online trust and stuff. That is a certificate that we need to go ahead and set it up for the website security so Google is not blacklisting or red flagging the website that, hey, this is the website that is not having the certificate for validation for the security purpose, all right? And just to ensure that website guidelines or website Google's guideline is being followed. So that's what we go ahead and ensure, and that's what the requirements come up from Google, like, hey, whenever you guys go ahead and set up the website, make sure it has that. All right, so we do have to follow that. And if we're not following that, then, of course, Google just goes ahead and red flags the website and sends us a notification like, hey, this is a strike one on the website. Please just go ahead and let the owner know about it. Let them know about the update. right? And then we go ahead and let them know about, like, hey, this is the thing that, well, all right, well, we can go ahead and bear, if the website is tied down, then we go ahead and bear the half of it, and then let the owner know about it so he can, and we can go ahead and make sure that he's not facing any kind of issue in the future. So this is what it is. I think that the call has been transferred over to me.
So this is just an SSL certificate, right?
Oh, what was that?
This is just an SSL certificate, right?
That is an organization validation as well. That is not just a certificate, all right? That is a security that Google requirements as well. I think that is the reason that the call has been transferred over to me, because I take care of the website deployment over the internet.
Okay, so what's the next step?
Well, the next step is that we're going to go ahead and get that for you. All right, I suppose it's not much. It's for $199 or $299 for a year or two. All right, and then we go ahead and just apply it on the back end of the website, and then we go ahead and just deploy it over the internet. All right, the website deployment takes 24 to 48 hours of time. All right, it validates. All right, and then it deploys over the internet, so you or any of the people who wants to go onto the website and visit it, they can just go ahead and see the website by themselves as well. Other than that, it stays into the validation process for 24 to 48 hours of time, and then it goes on the internet. That is called the probation time for the website.
Seems like it's a high price for a certificate.
Well, that is just a basic price for that we go ahead and get it for you, of course.
Yeah, well, how much does it cost if I go through GoDaddy?
What was that?
Seems like every time I talk to you guys, you're asking for another $300, $400.
No, well, I am connected to you first time, correct? I didn't even had a word or anything like that, because that is not my department. Because I've
been your salespeople, you know, when your salespeople are telling people that this is how much web design and hosting costs, and then every time I talk to somebody else, they're asking for more money, even though I was sold like complete hosting and everything for a certain price.
Well,
so, and now, hold on, so you're saying, what, $300 for a cert?
No, $199, I said that, $199, $299, but I have to check, because this is just a basic website, all right, nothing much on it, no portal, no anything like that, not anything big, so it's not going to be coming up like that. And just to clear everything up, all right, we do provide the service, all right, like, it is not our core business. We do design and development of the website, all right? That is our core business. The side business is, of course, we do go ahead and provide our hosting, our content writing services. If the client doesn't have it, all right, then we go ahead and charge them regarding what is the website about and how much content and how much words needs to be written for their website. Then we go ahead and charge them accordingly to the website, all right? And other than that...
Can you send me everything that's been designed so far? I'd like to take a look.
Of course. I can show you ahead. Of course, sir. That is not a problem.
Okay.
All right. I can just go ahead and let Sam know. I suppose he's your project manager?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, that is not a problem. I can surely go ahead and ask him to go and send everything over to you so you can check, and then we can go from there. Sounds good?
Yes, that sounds good.
Sounds good? All right. Well, you don't have to worry about it. I'll ask him to go ahead and send everything in, all of the things that has been done for you. All right. And I'll just go ahead and then we can go from there. Sounds good to you?
Yes.
All righty. Okay. Well, don't worry about it. I'll ask Sam to go ahead and send it out to you right away. I think he's busy on another call at the moment. I can see him from my department. All right. And as soon as he gets free, I'll just go ahead and let him know to send it over to you, okay? And I suppose your website is about to go live by today or by tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I was hoping to get it live like earlier in the week, but I was really just expecting that.
Jeff, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was really just thinking that today we were going to be looking at some domain settings and some DNS. So I did not realize that you were going to suggest that I spend, I don't know, $300 on $300 on a cert, $500 on hosting.
No, no. Well, I will suggest this is just a suggestive based, all right? Why? Because we always go ahead and make sure that our client is satisfied and is on the right track for the website, all right? Because a lot of clients go for the shared hosting server that I would not suggest myself personally, because why? It can happen because this is an online and digital zone. Anything can happen, all right? And we will take a full responsibility of the website if the client goes for a hosting server, all right? And if other than that, they're not going with it, then we go ahead and let them know, like, hey, we do not take any kind of responsibility once the website goes live over to your hosting server, because if we're providing it to you for 1 year, as you said, all right, then I would suggest don't go for the shared one. Go for a better thing, for the dedicated one. And if you go with that, we will not go ahead and charge you for the security, all right, just for the dedicated hosting server, and that's it. All right, and we will go ahead. I'll put in the security myself for you. That will be complimentary from my side for you, and that's it. And the website then goes live. You don't have to even worry about it even more. And if you have any kind of changes, you can surely go ahead and let us know or Sam know, because I will be providing you with a one complete year website and hosting maintenance as well. And that's.
Let me ask you this: Would you be willing to set up the website on my own AWS account?
Well, I have to check if it is if we can go ahead and do that, because AWS is a high-powered, I suppose, hosting server, all right? And the website that we have created is just a basic website with some content and stuff and the form and everything like that. And AWS is required for the website that has portal or a website like Gumtree or something like that. Well, I can show you.
I didn't hear that last thing.
Well,
I'm not opposed to going to the dedicated web server, but I would prefer to own the server. I would prefer it be my account.
That will be on you, all right? That hosting server will be of yours, of course, because that will be a dedicated working for your website only. So, of course, it's the website on the back end, and there will be a certificate for you as well that the website belongs to you, Aaron Kohler, and the hosting server belongs to you as well. You will be provided with the cPanel access and everything about it for that. All right, so it is yours.
So, okay, so you would give me, and what kind of operating system do you guys run, on Linux or Windows?
That will be Windows, of course. But if you want Linux, we can just go ahead and buy that, of course, if you want to go.
No, I would prefer Windows.
Windows it is.
But so if I get the dedicated server from you, you guys give me admin rights on the server, and I can remote desktop in?
Yeah, full access to it, of course, as well, because we do provide the full access, because it is being taken from on our client's name, all right, because we do not hold anything back for our clients, all right. Once the website goes live, of course, it is all yours. You can just go ahead and manage it by yourself. That will be fully managed dedicated hosting server, not just any basic hosting server. It will be fully managed. You can just go ahead and manage it by yourself, create emails, whatever it is, from your domain name, and you can go ahead and do a lot, fully manage it by yourself.
Can you tell me the specs of that server? How many
RAM?
How much memory and CPU?
All right, just give me a minute. All right. So I will provide you with three of the give me a minute. Just stay over the phone for me, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and see on the specification for the basic one. All right, you there?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, that will be with 4 cores and 3.9 gigahertz max that will be providing it to you. All right, that will be with 16 GB of RAM. All right, and that will be for 240 gigabytes of SSD primary disk. Of course, that will be redirected for and 1 terabyte of SATA backup disk to go ahead and make sure the website is backing up every time any kind of changes or anything like that has been made. And for the traffic, of course, the 5 TB bandwidth will be there, and 250 GB of Acronis cyber backups will be there, of course, to go ahead and make sure that security that I told you about, to go ahead and make sure that it is being secure. And the cPanel will be included for you to manage the hosting by yourself as well, and the website full access will be provided to you as well.
What version of Windows?
Let me check on that. Give me a minute. Right. I'm not sure. Well, these are the specs that the company provides. Well, it is on Windows, but I'm not sure about, completely sure about the what version of Windows will be there. Likely most updated.
Probably. Okay, so like Windows Server 2016.
The most probably the most updated one. Because we do not provide any of the old ones, because, you know, old ones slows down the website. Because even if you go ahead and provide a high RAM or anything like that, then of course that is the reason we do not provide the old ones, because it slows down the website. The most updated, the most secured, and the most reliable one, that's what we go for always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that price for that server, once more, I'll write it down this time, is $400.
Yes.
400 for 3 years.
Yes, sir. Yeah, of course. Because and after the after the 3 years of time, it will remain the same. I will just go ahead and put in the details for you as well. All right, so it's not. Yes, go ahead.
I'm I lost your audio for a second. I could hear you 1 second, and then I couldn't hear you anymore.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, okay. So I was just letting you know that after the 3 years of time, a lot of people think that we will go ahead and overcharge them, like, hey, 3 years has been passed, now it's going to go on to the, you know, the regular prices. All right, we don't do that. We always go ahead and cater our clients on the best to ensure that we stay transparent with them throughout the process. All right, and whatever is being discussed, once we get you on board, all right, on that, on my department, I will surely go ahead and make sure that everything is being documented for you and for us as well, to make sure that I gain your trust back. All right, I'm pretty sure that you were not satisfied with the content. I'm not sure who was taking care of the content at that time. Jason, you said the name was. Well, I have heard about the name because it is a big company. Well, everybody has, a lot of people might have Jason name. All right, but I can give you an assurity on this. After putting a long brief call with you over the phone and providing you with the service and with the knowledge as well, like what is it about and whatnot, all right, to gain your trust, all right, to ensure that I will make sure that this website is seamlessly live and deployed, and you're not facing any kind of issue, because you are my customer, and my company's customer is my asset, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I might be interested. I'm going to do some research. If Sam can send me everything that's been designed, I'm just going to see what kind of options are available on the cloud. We'll see. I'll compare what you're offering to what I might be able to figure out on my own.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. Well, that is not a problem. All right. I will ask Sam to go ahead and let me just go ahead and email him right away, okay? Stay over the phone so I can just go ahead and email him to send you all of the information, like, about the website, okay?
Yep.
All right, just give me a minute. I'm sending it over the phone for you as well, because this is a recorded line, so I want to make sure that everything that I talk to you about or I commit to you, all right, I deliver it to you. Just let me just go ahead and take care of it. And plus, I do have a human resource intern with us. He got on board today, and I would love to show him your website, like what knowledge he can get from over there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Of course. And would you provide him the service if he requires any kind of help for the human resource? For half the price?
Maybe.
Of course. Well, I'll send him the email, all right? He will send you all of the information, okay? And I will send you an information from my side to him as well, so he can email it to you, like, what have we talked about, okay? So everything is all transparent, all right. Well, with the process. My suggestion and my recommendation, as far as I know about all of the hosting and website development part, all right, that AWS is required for the website, like Gumtree and stuff, all right? So that is a high power or bigger kind of a plan, all right? But that still has a shared and a dedicated one. I'm not sure about it, but still, because I deal in WordPress only, and I know a little bit about AWS, so yes. So that will be my suggestion to go with a shared, if you want to go with, all right, a dedicated one that I have told you about, all right, for the WordPress, that is the best option. All right, so it's all up to you. Other than that, I will try my level best to go ahead and set the website live today, all right, so you can just go ahead and create business and get some bread and butter on the table for your family as well. Okay?
Okay, I'll be watching my email for the design files. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, well, have a really good day today.
You too.
Bye. All right, bye.